So I don't know if you noticed, for me, the if you do it the first way, it's like more melodic emphasis, and the second way is a more rhythmic emphasis. So it's sort of what you like. And a lot of people mix and match them up. Among them, I know Schiff does. He has some double dotted stuff and some lines. So it's certainly, that's certainly okay. So now I'm going to talk about the next three movements. The Allemande is by far Bach's longest Allemande and most expressive, really, no argument. Very, very extended, basically in sonata form. And it has this wonderful moment in measure 37 I talked about here, where the texture has been basically three voice arioso style, meaning there's a florid singing line along the top, and then there are two voices underneath moving around. Like in, for example, in the Italian concerto, it's considered arioso style, right? Or the Goldberg variation number 13. So basically a long, extended, beautiful right hand. And all of a sudden, in this one place, he thins out to two voices. He goes into a Neapolitan sixth chord of C major, and it's this a wonderful moment. And it's right in the middle of what you would call the development section. I mean, it's not as cut and dried as Beethoven and Haydn, obviously, but it really functions as a development. It's not anything like the first part, and it's, you know, the ideas are being thrown around in the style of a development section. And not only that, you have the overture I just played started with this chord, right? The Allemande starts, and the Courant also. So he's, again, like in the C minor partita, he's taking a particular sound of a particular triad and sort of using it to start each movement, and it does have an effect on unifying the piece. Also, this thing I put down here, minor shift near the end, this happens in Bach staccatos all over the place, where in a section, in a major key, he will, right before the end, shift into a minor key and then go back to the major. And he'll do it in several parts so that you hear the relationship between the parts more clearly. And he does this in several movements here. You'll hear at the end of the Allemande. He does it at the end of the air. There's one also in the jig, so those three movements you'll hear. He's in D major and goes into minor, just for like a short section right before the end. He develops in these three movements. He's developing a specific idea of syncopation. A little bit in the Allemande, like in this section that I was just talking. And then much more in the Courant, where you have which is also sort of a sonata form, you have in the development section, you have and then the next movement, the air is really based, you know, the theme is actually syncopated. It's just one of those things you'll notice when you're working on it, that you said, oh, that's what he threw that in there, and then he puts it in here, and then he puts it in here. So whether it was conscious on his part, you don't even know, but that's just the way he composed. So the Courant has the same opening chord as the opening. Now, what I wanted to talk a little bit about, the articulation of this can be done in a number of ways. You can play, like if you're thinking violin style, da 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 da, like da da da, and then three notes, or you can think of da 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 da. So I'll try at least on the first repeat to do them differently. So the first one would be. To me, that feels a little bit on the flippant side, but it's just too cutesy or something. What I try to do is do like a minuscule separation, like a bow change. So. It's harder to do though, but I think it, I mean, it depends on what you like, but it's a way of really bringing out the articulation. And then there's one more thing here, which I think is really fascinating. You, in this so-called development section, you have this, well, look, what seems to be a new motivic thing, which is in measure 26, you have, it's a very expressive section. And I was thinking for a long time, I mean, I'm just kind of dim-witted or whatever, but where could this come from? It doesn't look like it's really part of the piece. Actually, it's in the first measure in the left hand, right? So he just takes, he takes a little bit of a fragment of the left hand and turns it into a melodic episode in the development section. And then the air. Now again, remember the air in the French suite, which was basically, you know, a, you know, binary form. This is sort of the same thing, short binary piece, very related to the syncopation. And there's this minor, the shift in the minor key toward the end. So. I think that's about it. I'll do the next three movements. Unless if there are questions, I'd be happy to answer questions.